Fires deep, middle of the field, intercepted. An incredible pick by Patrick Peterson.
Welcome to Arizona Cardinals Underground, presented by the Arizona Cardinals mobile app. Visit azcardinals.com/app.
Touchdown, Arizona!
The latest news and notes from the guys who cover the team.
Oh, baby! They can't block Calais Campbell.
Steps up, throws left side end zone. Roberts caught it!
No way!
Touchdown, Cardinals!
From Cardinals headquarters in Tempe.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
This is football at its finest.
Here's Darren Urban.
Well, here we are, another edition of Cardinals Underground on azcardinals.com. I'm Darren Urban. Sitting next to me is Ron Wolfley on Jacksonville Week, Wolf. And I know we're going to be staying out at near the Sawgrass golf course. I don't know if you're going to be taking up the clubs at all on Saturday.
No. As a matter of fact, I just went out last week. I couldn't hit the ball. So there'll be no, that's not going to happen.
You don't want to try that one, that 17, hole on 17 that has like 3 inches of green and water everywhere else?
No, but I will tell you, I'm kind of impressed, right? The TPC. Yeah, wow.
Well, obviously, it's a business trip, though, Wolf.
Yes.
This team is going to go, the Cardinals are going to go see and play the Jacksonville Jaguars. But before we get to Jacksonville, you know, quickly looking back on that Houston game, or not quickly, you know, we all talked about how this team was going to be anchored by its defense. I think that was fairly clear once again this past weekend. One of the things that's striking me about this defense is how aggressive it is. And I know we've talked about this before. The player said in the preseason, look, Todd Bowles is actually more aggressive than Ray Horton. And I remember thinking, you got to be crazy. I mean, that's, and yet they are. They blitz quite a bit. It really is shown. And not only do they blitz a lot, but they do it well, and they're getting pressure on the quarterback, and it seems to really be working. And we were just talking off air about the coaching job a lot of these coaches are doing. I think Todd Bowles has been really impressive through 9 games.
Boy, and you know what, coming in, go all the way back to when we first started doing these undergrounds, okay, we started talking about the Arizona Cardinals in training camp. I remember saying, hey, you know what, the one guy, everyone's just saying the defense is going to be the strength again, and we should take that for granted, that the defense. I remember thinking to myself, I'm more concerned about Todd Bowles and this defense because he's under a lot of pressure and a lot of scrutiny based on how Ray Horton's defense played last year. Now, look, you have a lot of new faces. I don't know if that's actually a strength, though, or if that's a benefit or a detriment as a new coach coming in, that you have all these new faces. And Todd Bowles, the job he has done is simply astounding. And I would point specifically to the second half adjustments, D. In the 5 victories the Cardinals have this season, okay? 9 games, 5 victories, 4 losses. In those 5 victories, the Cardinals' defense has given up a grand total of 21 points, 4.2 points per second half in those victories. And I would point to even the losses, the 4 losses, where they did give up a significant amount, 10 points in the second half, 17 points in the second half. And I would say that the offense, more times than not, put them in bad positions and created a short field. The defense has just played lights out, and they did it again in this game. 17 points given up in that first half, and for the most part, those were earned by the Houston Texans. They ran the ball. They moved the ball. Case Keenum made some nice throws. The next thing you know, you've given up 17 points. In the second half, it was a complete beat down in the second half. They shut down everything that the Texans were doing. That really speaks to Todd Bowles and the halftime adjustments. And I think it really emphasized what I consider to be a massive strength on this team, and that's their defense in particular in the second half.
Well, and in the second half too, you know, the one turnover that they generated came on the first play of the game, which was a huge play. We make no mistake about it. It turned into a touchdown, but there weren't any turnovers in the second half. It was straight, We're gonna stop you from moving the ball and force you to punt, and it's been really impressive. John Abraham, I got to be honest, I was a little worried about what was going on earlier in the year, and he was just missing early in the year, but he has really become that pass rusher that they needed.
You know, it's funny because I asked B.A., just had the opportunity to speak with him, and I asked B.A., I said, what is the difference with John Abraham from when the season started and to what we're seeing right now? And he held his left hand up, and he held his fingers about 4 inches apart, and he said, about that much. And I said, what are you talking about? You know, and he was talking about getting to the strips, coming around that edge, something John Abraham is so good at, getting that edge and coming up and reaching in and swatting the ball out of the quarterback's hands. Obviously, that is a sack and a strip in that situation, and I thought it was funny that B.A. demonstrated it that way, but there's no doubt about it. John Abraham seems to be getting a little bit better now that he's feeling a little bit more comfortable maybe with this defense.
So the Cardinals know they have a pretty decent defense. It can get better, as Todd Bowles continues to say, but it's been pretty good. Offensively, it's really hard to put your finger on this team still. They played better against Houston. There were still some hiccups, as we've talked about. The running game is better, but it seemed, I got to be honest, I watched that game and it seemed like the running game, the running game did pretty good. And then it's 97 yards, which is nothing spectacular at the end of the day.
About their average.
And it's really hard to kind of figure out what this offense is all about right now.
And I think it's not just you thinking that. It's everybody that watches this offense, including Bruce Arians and the coaching staff. I go back to the Wildcat. We saw the Wildcat being run with Andre Ellington. And if you go back at that point in the game, the Cardinals offense really wasn't doing a whole lot. And suddenly there you've got Carson Palmer and he's standing on the sideline. Now I realize, look, you're going to bring a Wildcat scheme in and it's a changeup definitely. And it did work to some degree until they finally did hand it off to Patrick Peterson coming in that speed motion across the formation. Then all of a sudden I think B.A. said, wait a minute, we might want to get back to this. And they brought Carson back into the game. But I think that and seeing a lot of 13 personnel as well, one running back, three tight ends, and we've been talking about this all year as well, how tight end centric the Arizona Cardinals offense really is. But, you know, I think that it's got to be a huge personnel group for this team going forward. And I think we're going to see it again down in Jacksonville. The Jaguars have a hard time stopping the run. They're number 32, as a matter of fact, in yards per game allowed rushing the football. I think the Cardinals need to run the ball well. When we start talking about what they need to do in order to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is about old school football. Stop the run and run the ball well yourself.
So when we talk about the offense, in years past, Larry Fitzgerald has been at the very top of the things we talk about. And what I find curious from this past game was he was basically a non-factor, let's face it, but it wasn't one of those games where everybody's like, well, why aren't you throwing it to Larry? There's been other games like that where he's been a non-factor and it's like, why aren't you getting the ball? He felt very moot in a lot of ways. And some of that had to do with using the different receivers. They used the tight end more. Rob Hausler finally had a pretty solid game. But, I mean, Michael Floyd got hurt early in that game, and you would think if there was a game where you're going to need to lean on Larry Fitzgerald, that would be a game where Floyd's out, and he just wasn't. And it's just – you just start to wonder where Fitz fits going forward.
I don't know what the answer is. I do know that Bruce Arians and his coaching staff, they know what's going on. I don't know why it's been so difficult to get Larry the ball, especially when you consider the fact that the idea behind moving Larry from the X to the Z to the H, which is a slot receiver, was that you were going to get him some looks. It was going to be really difficult for a team to go ahead and take Larry Fitzgerald away. And if, in fact, they were going to continue to try to take Larry away as you're moving him around from the slot to the Z to the X, it was going to tip their hand defensively, and your quarterback was going to be able to see immediately whom was singled up. It just hasn't come together. It really has not. The offense in general, look, I want to go back to something you said Bruce Arians and this coaching staff right now, the fact that the Arizona Cardinals are 5-4, I think it really speaks to the coaching staff and just how adept they are at their job. Because think about the offense. We know the defense is playing well, very well. You know the special teams are a strength on this team, making plays, changing games, as we saw out of Justin Bethel in his blocked field goal against the Texans. We know that that is a strength, and that's good because that always travels well for the most part. Anytime you've got a defense and you've got special teams, not only does it travel well from time to time, but it's also a situation where you have a chance to beat anybody. It all comes back to your offense. And when you really think about the offense for the Arizona Cardinals, I'm trying to look at them and see their face clearly. I'm trying to see an identity that is there. And there is no identity.
No, there really
isn't. It is the look of Quasimodo. It is asymmetrical, to say the least. And yet here they are at 5-4 on the season with a real opportunity to go to Jacksonville, get a road win. This is the National Football League. Don't care who you're playing. They're capable, even though they're 1-8 on the season, but it's a winnable game on the road, East Coast game. If you can get to 6-4, you've got a bona fide shot at the postseason. And yet this team still does not have a face, does not have an identity offensively. That's odd.
It's very odd, and it is weird, but again, you mentioned the opportunities that are there. So we go cross country this weekend. They play a Jacksonville team that no longer is winless. They just won their first game this weekend. Does that make them less dangerous, more dangerous? How would you see that? If you were a player on the Cardinals right now, how would you see them right now?
I think it's a push in the danger category. I think it's a total push. And the reason why I say that, look, the Jacksonville Jaguars are a team that, well, they're not that good.
No.
Okay? And you have to say it sometimes. But they have good players. Again, this is the National Football League. Gus Bradley still has his players playing hard. Having said all of that, this game is about the Arizona Cardinals. Anytime you are a better team than your opponent, on paper and on film and in reality, and I believe that is the case with the Arizona Cardinals, the game, especially on the road, it becomes about you and how you handle the road distraction, how you handle flying out on a Friday, how you handle that early quote-unquote game on the East Coast, how you handle all the distractions. You got to focus on yourself and what you do well, not what necessarily the Jacksonville Jaguars do well. You've got to play sound, fundamental football, and that starts with your defense, and it starts with the tension on that line of scrimmage, especially when you talk about Maurice Jones-Drew as their running back. Look, I realize the Jaguars have not had a lot of success rushing the football, D. They have not. They're averaging, I think, almost 60 yards a game, somewhere in that vicinity. They're not knocking it down with Maurice Jones-Drew. You've got to start by having great tension on that line of scrimmage, much like we saw against the Houston Texans. And if they can do that and turn Chad Henne and that offense into a one-dimensional offense, then I think it plays into the strength of the Cardinals, not only stopping the run, but going after a quarterback like we saw last week.
Well, it's interesting that you keep talking about offensive identity, because every time I think of Jacksonville, I think of the last time this team played Jacksonville, which was in Jacksonville. 2009, the Cardinals were struggling. They were coming off a season-opening loss at home against San Francisco. And they went to Jacksonville, and people wondered about the trip, and they dominated. Kurt Warner set an NFL record for completion percentage.
31-17.
It was a blowout, and it was like 31-3 at one point.
Yeah.
And they just took care of business all the way around. I'm assuming it was much more humid conditions than we're going to see this weekend. So
yes.
Who knows that this can be another kind of dominant performance. It would be nice for this team, and it would be nice that offensively, I mean, I'm not expecting Carson Palmer to tie Kurt Warner's NFL record for completion percentage or anything, but it'd be nice if he had a game without an interception. So
no,
maybe there's that.
The most important thing, again, is that every man in that Cardinal locker room, every guy that is going to put the silks on and walk out in between those white lines, realizes and takes responsibility for his performance and how he's got to play. That is a must. That's why I continue to say, when you know you're a better team than the team you're going to go play, you've got to focus on yourself. You've got to go in a psychotic kind of way. You've got to go inside yourself internally and make sure that you are preparing and doing everything that you can to go out there and be intense, bring that intensity, and not act like you're playing your little brother, and do your job. It's about the Arizona Cardinals in this game, and we'll see, because as we've seen from time to time, there's a lot of guys that suddenly become pros that have a difficult time manufacturing that kind of desperation, the desperation that you need in order to go out and do your job and be successful at this level. We'll see.
It will be interesting for sure, but until then, we're going to build up to the week, and we'll leave on Friday and stay at a nice hotel and not golf.
The opportunity, though, yeah, to be 6-4.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Halfway through November. Look, you play games in November to set yourself up for a December run. And I know the Cardinals' schedule, they've got some difficult games. Certainly the way they end the season, very, very difficult. But you know what? You can only handle it one game at a time, one month at a time. It's November. This is where teams that are going to set themselves up to make a playoff push, this is where they start playing well.
It's certainly better than where the Cardinals were at this time last year, that's for sure. So.
Oh, my goodness.
For Ron Wolfley, I'm Darren Urban. This has been another edition of Cardinals Underground on azcardinals.com.